WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference in their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There will be more delivery parking in the Northgate District following action by the College Station City Council, but merchants and those who make the deliveries say it's still not enough. Josh Haynes at Jack Hillier Distributing says adding an employee to stand by beer delivery trucks parked in fire lanes would cost more than $30,000 a year.
We don't like to, but one thing we're looking at is adding a delivery fee starting in September, and it's something that we really don't want to do, so the more we find better solutions for our drivers, would be better for us.
The council approved adding 3 delivery locations, 2 which will be loading zones during the day, and free customer parking at night. College Station City Council members had a variety of opinions about a possible school bond issue for a new natatorium. Carl Mooney initiated last night's discussion. Mayor Nancy Berry and council members Jess Fields and Julie Schultz gave the final directions to the staff.
Look at our agreement with the school district on the natatorium, okay. and to look at that contract and what it expects of us, okay. and the school district and who uses it when. And
okay.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a discussion about future options.
And some of the things that maybe are lacking that need to be, we need something better, or maybe there's programs we can't have because of the inadequacy.
School board members were told this week about 2 options for a new swim center, ranging in cost from $25 to $32 million. Business at this week's Bryan School Board meeting included the hiring of 3 new principals for the 2013-2014 school year. One involves a current Bryan ISD administrator. Brenda McCuller will take over at Kemp Elementary. She has been the district's coordinator for elementary special services. The new principal at Branch Elementary will be Tammy Brinkman. She's currently the director of secondary education in La Vega ISD, based in the Waco suburb of Bellmead. And Brandon J. Rowe will be the principal of Stephen F. Austin Middle School, replacing Patty Moore, who is retiring. J. Rowe comes to BISD from an intermediate school in Palestine. There's been a backlash to this week's decision by the Brazos County Health Department's health authority to eat a taco from the restaurant identified as the source of recent E. coli infections. Among those fielding phone calls and emails is County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who serves on the Health Department's advisory board and attended Dr. Eric Wilkie's news conference.
Could have been done better, probably so. But I think he was, I think he was as true as what he was trying to do, is to let folks know that obviously the problem had been found, and they know where it occurred, and that was the main thing that the health district is trying to do.
Wilkie says he has decided to curtail public comment. Mallard says the advisory board will visit with Wilkie. The Bryan Fire Department and the Texas A&M Forest Service have unveiled a community wildfire protection plan. William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's office says this followed responding to almost 100 wildfires the year before last.
We have many green areas, large green areas in the city of Bryan scattered in between our neighborhoods, and we need to be prepared to deal with those kind of fires and those kind of complications.
This includes a free smartphone app. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. Officials of both agencies are scheduled to make a joint presentation during the next Bryan City Council workshop on Tuesday afternoon. It will be a working weekend in the Twin Cities for maintenance crews from Union Pacific Railroad. 150 employees have been involved in a $13 million repair project that started in spring and will finish up in Hearn. UP spokeswoman Raquel Espinosa says most of the work has been during overnight hours.
Crews are replacing more than 85,000 ties, and they will also renew all of the crossings in Bryan and College Station. This should provide drivers with a smoother ride over the tracks, as well as help us move our customers' goods in a safe and efficient manner.
Railroad crossings will be closed at 2 locations in both Bryan and College Station tonight. Those locations are on our website at WTAW.com. And Texas voters are another step closer to deciding in November whether to use billions from the Rainy Day Fund for water projects. State Representative John Rainey is among the supporters.
The truth of the matter is we either need to spend that money in some good way, and I think this is a good way. Actually, it's not being spent by moving it into the bank because it's a fund that is a loan, and we will get that money back. So it's not like it's really being spent. It's just moving it laterally into a bank that we can use it to help fund water.
Rainey says the surplus fund has grown over the last 6 years from $1 billion to a projected $12 billion. WTOW News Time is 6:12. It's 73 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Mattress Sleep Centers. You always feel better after a good night's sleep, so make sure you get one by shopping Mattress Sleep Centers in College Station. Mattress Sleep Centers is a locally owned family business that features the largest selection of mattresses and brands in the Brazos Valley, with over 60 beds on display. No one will beat our prices, customer service, overall shopping experience, and with same-day delivery. Put your good night's sleep in the hands of the sleep experts at Mattress Sleep Centers on Harvey Road near the entrance to Post Oak Mall. Mattress Sleep Centers.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds to start, some filtered sunshine as the day goes on. The risk of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today are going to be about 85 to 90 degrees. For tonight, sky is going to be partly to mostly cloudy. It's going to be down to about 70. Tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine. It'll develop as the day goes on. Temperatures tomorrow up to about 85 to 90. It'll be breezy. There's the chance of a thunderstorm. Looking ahead to Sunday, partial sun, the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball made some mistakes last night, and it cost him. We'll get you caught up with that. A&M softball was bumped back a day due to the weather, and a whole lot more we'll cover for you in sports, and we'll do that for you about 6:50.
An inventor's romantic proposal idea has come to a happy fruition. It took months of work, but Ben Coakes crafted an engagement ring for his girlfriend that would light up from within. But only after he put it on her finger and took her by the hand.
Wow.
Listen to that.
That's cool.
Man, this guy must be ugly. The idea of the ring that glows when he is near, it occurred to Ben a while back, but the actual design wasn't finalized until January. He spent the next few months slipping away to a nearby machine shop to work on the ring, which he coded Project Long Haul.
That's cool.
That is, though it wasn't easy to escape his girlfriend, who also enjoys building things. She kind of likes that stuff, so it was tough to make excuses as to why I was going off to the shop all the time, he said in an interview with NBC. At last, the moment came. I took her hiking. We live in San Francisco, and the plan was to propose at dusk on top of one of the hills. Unfortunately, it was cloudy, which will surprise few residents. But once they were safe from the elements, the proposal went ahead anyway, and it wasn't long before Ben was able to put the ring where it belonged on her finger. So there you go.
Does it work from reflecting the sun?
Well,
or
No. What happened is inside the ring, there's a little coil of copper.
Ah.
See, and he's an electrical engineer, and he can tell you that that generates a current when it's exposed to alternating magnetic fields, okay? So to supply the field, he built a wrist-mounted device that he could wear that would cause that to happen.
Well, that's like Iron Man stuff. Mankind.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That Anyways, there you go. Three members of it, and so there you go. That's the newest, latest deal, and, you know, if he's smart, he'll patent that and get rich off of it.
He'll make a fortune on that. I would think
hopefully she won't drop that in the toilet.
Yeah, well, you'd hope not. Yeah, three members of a Michigan city council have abstained from voting on a measure that would have prevented them from abstaining on future votes. Yeah, in Ann Arbor. They report that the Ypsilanti, which, what is it? What a great name for a city. Any city the first two letters are Y and P. I mean, where are you going to go with that? Ypsilanti City Council member Pete Murdoch proposed a resolution on Tuesday of this week that would have required council members to vote only yes or no on each issue unless they had a financial or professional conflict with it. The mayor and council members Susan Moeller and Brad Ryan abstained from the vote to show their disapproval of the resolution. So the resolution failed, and now they should be, and you know, and again, shouldn't you be able to abstain, I would think? So they abstained on voting to abstain, so it didn't work.
It's gonna be a good time. Like I abstain now.
Yeah, it sounds like a council that doesn't have a lot to do,
no,
which is probably a good thing.
We got a lot of info. I'm abstaining.
Okay. Very nice.
I'm just glad he didn't decide to play the song a second time.
No. Yeah, we had to play it three times with Zach to get it right.
The
guy has no rhythm. Just couldn't
quite
get there.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah, but he's great with sports.
There you go.
Dad, meatballs are going crazy.
He's sniffing everything.
That meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 Ram truck from Team Dodge, discounted $10,000. Or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $369 a month. Plus, we've got new 2013 Avengers for $14,998. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
618, 618, News Talk 1620, WTW. The one of the prep services that we use, it's obviously a bunch of Yankees because, you know, today they're telling us because Memorial Day is coming up on Monday, then, you know, they have all sorts of stories about how we're all going to be barbecuing this weekend.
I've been barbecuing since
actually grilling this
December.
Week,
yeah,
right?
Well, we're grilling. Yes, we're not. We're not.
I got
barbecuing,
that, Kevin. I saw what you did.
Yeah, that's good. But it's they want to tell us about how they're barbecuing outside, mm-hmm. and they're going to give us the list of best barbecue sauces, which again is probably topped by Kraft. Yeah, I know. They love to put Kraft on their hot dogs that they barbecue outside.
KC Masterpiece,
that's
maybe.
Right. They get those hamburgers, and they barbecue those hamburgers outside.
No, they just don't know any better.
They don't. You're exactly right. It's a long list of things they don't know better.
Oh.
Why don't they stay up there with their politics and beliefs and the way they talk, which is all funny. Anyway, it's Heat Awareness Day. Again, okay, so we're only going to be aware of the heat today. Is that it?
It was 92 yesterday, just oh by the way.
That's right. In July, when we're all just sweltering as soon as we go outside, when the heat hits you like...
I'm not aware of it.
...a wall of bricks. Yeah, you can't. Today is the only day that you can be aware of heat. Mm-hmm. It's Night Baseball Day, which is the 77th anniversary of the first night baseball game.
That's pretty cool.
Well, in the old Crosley Field in Cincinnati, the Phillies and the Reds played. All right, let's do some birthdays.
All righty, for Friday, Mark Ballas is 27 from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Will Sasso is 38, made his money on Mad TV, and just, oh, by the way, he was Curly in the Three Stooges movie.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see that one?
You know, I didn't.
I didn't see it either. I wanted to see it. I love the Three Stooges. I was raised on them.
But that's the problem, is I believe that there are many people who were probably disappointed with it.
You go in and you're like, it's not
just
the same.
Not
it
them.
It was not good,
yeah.
But it wasn't as awful as I thought.
Now, you see, now there's a ringing endorsement right there.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't awful as I thought.
Oh, John C. Reilly is... 48.
Yeah, you know, he does a lot. It's good. Who's that? Will Ferrell. If it weren't for Will Ferrell, I don't know what he'd be
doing. He's done a couple things, though, that are really funny, and he was Mr. Cellophane in Chicago and was surprisingly good.
Uh-huh.
Rich Rodriguez is 50. Kristen Scott Thomas is 53. Roseanne Cash is 58.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Alfred Molina is 60.
He's really quite a good actor.
He really is. He's probably best known for Dr. Octopus
in
Spider-Man 2.
But has done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. James Cosmo is 65. He's Game of Thrones and the crazy old guy in Braveheart.
Uh-huh.
Priscilla Presley is 68.
Is that right? Wow.
The thing that'll throw you off a little bit, though, is she's almost the same age as Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle, 69.
Okay.
Gary Bergdorf.
Yeah.
Radar O'Reilly, not to be confused with the equipment guy at A&M.
Yeah. In the in the movie and in the television
and
show.
I think he's the only one that crossed
You're
over
right.
and did both.
Yep, yep.
He is 70. Bob Dylan is 72.
Cool. Hey. Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Chong, 75 years old.
Wow, man. Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Dave. I got the stuff.
Dave's not here. Dave's not here.
All right, on Saturday.
Sean Merriman, 29 years old, linebacker. Cillian Murphy is 37. He was the Scarecrow in the Batman.
Ah.
And that was he was creepy in that movie. Ethan Suplee is 37. He was the brother for Earl in My Name is Earl.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Kennedy. I don't know how this man ever made money,
yeah.
but he did.
Yeah, really.
He's 43.
Amazing.
Anne Heche is 44.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Streak himself raced. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think he's later on.
Okay.
This is Ray Stevens' son.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
He's 49. Mike Myers is 50.
Uh-huh. Shrek, Paul, right?
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, and SNL and Bill right. and Ted, et cetera. Right. Paul Weller is...
No, Peter Weller.
No, this is Paul Weller.
Well, I got Peter Weller, but go ahead.
This is another
Peter, like, Paul, what does it matter?
Mary, 55.
Okay, yeah.
Klaus Main, 65, the lead singer of the Scorpions.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Kieran Valentine, remember Room 222?
Oh, wow, yeah.
She's 66, Frank Oz, 69, and
that's the voice of Yoda.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Sure, and several other famous creators,
uh-huh. yeah.
like Miss Piggy.
Yeah, okay.
And Sir Ian McCullen, 74 years old.
Oh. Connie Selica. I got a chance to meet her.
And?
I didn't. I mean, I had a chance to. I just didn't.
Oh.
She was standing,
oh, that's really...
She was standing about 15 feet away. I went, oh, well, there she is.
That's how you grab people's attention.
Yeah.
And,
anyway. You know. But she's... and she's better looking in person than she is on TV.
No kidding.
Yeah, she really is. She's... Leslie Uggams, did you say her?
No, I did not.
She's 70. Tom T. Hall, he's a country music dude, 77. Jesse Coulter is 70. And Cookie Gilchrist... He was a football player for the Denver Broncos and the first football player to rush for 1,000 yards a season. He's 78 today. All right. Also, tomorrow is the anniversary of Star Wars being released.
Holy cow.
1977. And, of course, it worked so well that 30 years later they did Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
So, yeah. And they're doing more.
Yeah, okay. Now we got some other birthdays on Sunday.
Lauryn Hill is 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stone, the guy that created South Park and is... falling off his piles of money,
uh-huh.
is 42. Helen Bonham Carter, who's just weird,
uh-huh.
is 47. Lenny Kravitz, it's 49.
Mm-hmm.
Bobcat Goldthwait!
Speaking of weird.
It's 51.
Yeah.
Philip Michael Thomas.
Whatever happened to him?
He's lying under the rock of obscurity.
Man, that's for sure.
64 years old. Hank Williams Jr. is also 64.
Collecting bets.
Mm-hmm. You ain't kidding.
Yeah.
Pam Grier, 64.
All right.
Stevie Nicks, 65.
Mm-hmm.
My least favorite play-by-play guy in the history of play-by-play guys ever.
Yeah.
Brent Mustardburger.
Right.
God, I hate him.
Yeah.
He is 74 and leave. Never mind.
And Jeannie Francis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, soap opera lady, I think, right?
Yeah.
And married to Fracas, whatever that guy's name is, who's on Star Trek. Played the commander in Star Trek. Anyway, he's 51. All right, she's 51. All right, 625 right now. It's 6:25.
Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, a lot of talk of transparency in Washington lately, or the lack thereof. Here's just one small example. Do you know how much money you, the taxpayer, are paying for the United Nations? Now, it's a trick question because nobody knows. Why? Since 2011, a congressional reporting requirement had expired. That means we have no real data on how much money we give to the UN and the nature to which that money is being spent. Now, the last Office of Management and Budget report to Congress under the mandate was in June of 2011, covering fiscal year 2010. And guess what? It showed that we were spending a fortune, that the State Department, UN organizations, affiliates, total expenditure $7.69 billion. Just yet another example of government outrage of the day.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
PayItAtHome.com is the only work-from-home business that I endorse. This is how you can earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. And by the way, even while you sleep, like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 her first month, and she saw that jump to $5,000 and is now earning over six figures. Now, PayItAtHome.com won the prestigious American Business Award, so join other great Americans like yourself earning a lot of money. Just check them out at paidathome.com. That's paidathome.com. You know the expression, old habits die hard? Well, I'm doing my best to kill this habit. People running to pricey, bad service, big box stores for their window coverings. My wife and I, we found Blinds.com. It's the only place we go to get designer names, blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Now, they have amazing service, and you're going to save a bundle. You get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. You get free designer help, and now you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. That's Blinds.com, Blinds.com.
Bringing back the old boss, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's a change at the top at Procter & Gamble. Chief Executive Bob McDonald is out, and P&G's previous CEO, A.G. Lafley, is coming out of retirement to replace him. McDonald has struggled over the last 4 years to help the company adapt to new competition and more frugal customers. McDonald's chief executive defended the fast food giant's marketing efforts at yesterday's annual shareholders meeting. Don Thompson said McDonald's does not sell junk food, and it's not responsible for the obesity epidemic. As for efforts to get McDonald's to drop its mascot, Thompson said, Ronald McDonald is not a bad guy. He's about fun. He's a clown. The private equity firm that recently acquired several supermarket chains from Super Value is looking to buy more grocery chains. The Wall Street Journal says Cerberus Capital Management is looking at about half a dozen market chains, including Harris Teeter. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 72 months and up to $1,500 off new compact and 5D5E open station utility tractors up to 75 horsepower. Hurry in before these incredible deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Cash offer with purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Fall Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Wellness and Performance Center. You can log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. All right, here we go. Got a little chance of showers, maybe like 20% for today and then Saturday and Sunday and Monday, but those would just be kind of the pop-up type showers. High each day, right at 90, low each night. Probably right around 70, so we'll just keep that pattern going. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 394% relative humidity, and we've got 74 degrees.
Would you say you're good at managing your finances? Getting better at it can help reduce the stress that money can cause. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
At American Bullion, we know storing wealth today can mean a safer tomorrow. That's why investors are including gold or silver in their retirement accounts as a hedge against financial uncertainties. Rolling over a portion of your 401k into an IRA to include gold or silver gives your portfolio protection and balance. When you consider that while the Dow Jones has increased 50% in the past 10 years, gold has increased an astounding 500%. Adding gold to your retirement portfolio just makes sense. But when it comes to buying gold, who do you trust? American Bullion has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in its field. They offer one of the best gold guides full of information that's absolutely free when you call 800-479-2177. So get the facts on 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. Call American Bullion for your free gold IRA guide. Call 800-479-2177. 800-479-2177.
Money may not buy happiness, however...
Money buys you options. It buys you the time to concentrate and cultivate that special gift that each one of us has been given. If you're worried about paying your bills, you cannot worry about doing good.
Financial expert Julie Staub, author of the book The Money in You, says we can all start to be better money managers by simply noticing how we spend our money day to day.
Just becoming aware, like maybe going to the ATM machine 3 times a week, maybe getting that expensive coffee every day, we realize how much money is just running through our fingers that we can redirect it, which is really what's important here. It's what is important to you and what are you willing to do to reach your goal.
Julie's noticed in working with her clients that a lot of people either believe they're not smart enough to be an effective money manager, or they're just not all that interested. But those attitudes, she says, really hold you back.
Because it's not a matter of, I don't want to play the money game. It's a matter of, do I win in this game that I have no choice but playing? If you're renting, if you're buying, if you drive a car you've purchased, you're already in the money game. The question is now, are you going to be successful or not?
Making peace with the money you have and learning to take control of it is really critical, says Julie.
And you know what? What really shows in research is that you are happy and then you attract success. It's not the other way around.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all 4 Broadway events with the 4-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The consulting physician to the Brazos County Health Department isn't talking about the negative feedback to his decision to eat a taco from the restaurant where at least 5 cases of E. coli infections originated. Dr. Eric Wilkie told WTAW News in an email he's decided to curtail public comment. County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who attended Wilkie's news conference, is a member of the Health Department's advisory board.
Obviously, it has upset some people, so we'll try to visit with Dr. Wilkie about it and talk it out. Obviously, I don't think that was his intent to upset anyone, but sometimes things don't always turn out like you plan.
Mallard says Wilkie's intent was to let people know the problem was taken care of and educate the public on preventing future cases. It will be a working weekend in the Twin Cities for maintenance crews from Union Pacific Railroad. 150 employees have been involved in a $13 million repair project that started in spring and will finish up in Hearn. UP spokeswoman Raquel Espinosa says most of the work has been done during overnight hours.
Crews are replacing more than 85,000 ties, and they will also renew all of the crossings in Bryan and College Station. This should provide drivers with a smoother ride over the tracks, as well as help us move our customers' goods in a safe and efficient manner.
Street closures will be at 2 locations in each city tonight. This is a 4-month project that began in April and will end in August. For more details, go to WTAW.com. After Bryan firefighters responded to almost 100 wildfires the year before last, there's been a joint effort with the A&M Forest Service to improve advanced planning. William Bowles, the fire marshal's office, says the two agencies have developed a community wildfire protection plan.
If you get a fire going behind one neighborhood through a greenbelt area and through a large area of trees and shrubs and so on, it can easily, very quickly move to a whole other neighborhood and have us involving with dealing with the wildland firefighting as well as endangering the homes and possible multiple structure fires all at the same time.
A formal presentation will be made during next Tuesday's Bryan City Council workshop meeting. On our website at WTAW.com is more information, including how to get a free smartphone app. 3 new principals were hired at this week's Bryan School Board meeting. Two are new to the district. From an intermediate school in Palestine, Brandon Jairo will be taking over at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. Jairo is filling the vacancy created by the retirement of Patty Moore. The new principal at Branch Elementary is Tammy Brinkman. She comes from La Vega ISD, based in the Waco suburb of Bellmead, where she's the director of secondary education. And a central office administrator in Bryan is taking over as principal at Kemp Elementary. Brendan McCuller has been BISD's coordinator of elementary special services. Earlier this week, some members of the College Station School Board were interested in asking if the City Council might have some kind of contribution towards a new natatorium. A majority of council members last night wanted to get more information, but that was as far as Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilwoman Julie Schultz wanted to go.
Since we don't have a bond issue coming up this fall, I'm not sure how a partnership would work in terms of a financial arrangement.
Well, and they haven't actually asked us to be in a partnership.
Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be, I guess we should probably wait to see what the school district intends to do one way or the other.
A council majority directed staff to look at the city's agreement with the school district on operating the current swimming center and its deficiencies. Members of the Northgate Merchants Association supported a plan to add more delivery parking that was passed last night by the College Station City Council. Stephanie Steele of Bannon's is also on the Northgate Merchants Board.
It doesn't really fix the bigger issue. Like Chris Scotty was saying, the loading to the what I call the more central Northgate, which is the businesses on University and the ones on College Main. So we would like to see some progress on those. And the city has been really great. And I know we have met with Mr. Sims several times, and he's been really helpful.
Two of the three new loading zones will be reserved for daytime deliveries, then converted at night to free customer parking. And as the Texas legislature comes to an end of the regular session, State Representative John Rainey is disappointed that they haven't come up with more money for highways.
We have borrowed money and borrowed money to do roads, and I'm a small businessman, and my life has had a lot of debt through the years. It's not fun. It's hard. It's hard to pay it back. Interest builds up. There's not a positive thing in my way about going into debt for roads. And that's what the governor wants us to do more. And we've refrained from doing that.
Rainey has heard from state officials who say another $4 billion a year is needed for maintenance and a small number of new roads. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, and values that endure, and looking out for each other and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at anchorfoundationrepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
2011 marks the beginning of the 10th year of Homestead service to seniors in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, president of Homestead Senior Care in Bryan College Station. Since 2002, our dedicated and compassionate staff has provided more than 700,000 hours of professional, personalized care to folks who just want to stay in their homes as they age. Whether it's help around the house or a ride to and from the doctor, Homestead helps seniors remain independent while we help their families find more time in their own busy schedules. Call 268-6880 today and learn why at at home instead. To us, it's personal.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year's best attorney in the Best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus, get what you need.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Good morning, 642, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Once again, we're starting the day off with lots of cloudiness, some of it due to a thunderstorm complex in the west central part of the state. As the day goes on, some of these clouds will thin. We'll get into some filtered sunshine. We could see an isolated storm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 70. Tomorrow turning partly sunny with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Partly sunny, the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The field's a bit sloppy in the outfield. Yesterday when we came to practice, it was definitely wet.
So they had to postpone some of the games in the Super Regional in Oklahoma. We'll get you caught up with that in A&M softball. A&M baseball, of course, played last night. Playoffs in the NHL and more with sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes.
So Lois Lerner, who we didn't even know 2 weeks ago.
Now she gets to play hooky and get paid.
Yeah, really. She'd be placed on administrative leave.
With pay.
And by the way, to fire a federal employee is almost impossible just because people are saying she ought to be fired. Daryl Issa says he's planning to call her back to testify. But as we, you know, as you pointed out yesterday, Kevin, once she did the statement, she kind of gave up that Fifth Amendment deal. And Alan Dershowitz, who obviously is a good friend of Kevin's.
We're tight.
Yeah,
I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, Harvard law professor, said that, in fact, that's right. She really did. Well, actually, her lawyer screwed up in telling her that she could take the Fifth after an opening statement. Because once you do the opening statement, then, you know, you pretty much have opened up some subject matter that they want to, the Senate, wants to go ahead and investigate. And when you say you're not going to answer, then, or the House in this case, when you say you're not going to answer, then you get in trouble. So we'll see what happens. But, of course, I don't think there's any doubt that the Obama administration would like for it to stop right there with her.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's be done. We got rid of the boss, and we're going to get rid of her, and now let's just make this go away.
Which I think he tried to do with his speech that rambled on for 40 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, he
longer than the State of the Union.
Yeah, let's talk about all sorts of other stuff out there. You know, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Exactly.
Yeah, he said he wants to fine-tune his war on terror, and he defended his use of drones on terrorists overseas, and he, you know, even said it's okay to kill U.S. Americans overseas if they, in fact, are going abroad to wage war against America, and there's no other way to stop.
And as a matter of fact, we've done it four times.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then he said, you know, and we need to get rid of Gitmo. And then Medea Benjamin started yelling at him. It's Medea is a, let's see, she's the co-founder of the activist group Code Pink. Probably don't agree with much that she has to say. I'm just thinking.
Well, you never know.
Never know. That's true. Anyway, she.
I doubt very seriously.
Yeah, but the deal is, it was an invitation only situation, and that's why people were a little bit surprised that she ended up being able to be in there. But she said, I just kind of kept my head down and stayed on the phone for 2 hours. Then she stood up and asked a question. She was escorted out, by the way, security.
Yeah, but they let her go for a long time.
She did. That's right. She did get to interrupt and rant and rave a little bit. NBC News is reporting that, in fact, Eric Holder himself signed off on the search warrant that targeted James Rosen, the Fox News reporter.
Ooh.
Yeah, right back on you there, Mr. Attorney General. So we'll see how that works out. Obviously, they felt there was probable cause for his communication with the intelligence analyst Stephen Kim to elevate it to that level.
And I think that one's going to be the biggest problem.
Yeah, I would agree.
You got your media in your back pocket. Now the media is going, oh, no, wait a minute. We were right on the same team. What happened here?
Yeah, these are our rights that you're now trying to usurp. And, you know, general public, that's okay, but we are the media, after all.
It's interesting how much, at least with some media, I'm not going to say all media, they decide that, you know, it's okay if we stomp on your amendments, you know, like trying to take away guns, mm-hmm. and et cetera. Mm-hmm. But this one, don't mess with this one.
This is us. Yeah, this is us. You can't be doing that because we're special.
We're going to pick and choose what amendments we want to support.
That's right. The GOP apparently is not going to rush to the idea of a special prosecutor in the IRS thing. Daryl Issa had kind of talked about that, and now the congressional Republicans say, well, if we get a special prosecutor, then we don't get to take the lead in the investigation, and after all.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I think some of this, they're trying to push back as far as they can,
mm-hmm.
because the closer to the elections they get.
Sure. They got a little something to talk about.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, we'll let you guys run with this for a while. Mm-hmm. And then when we decided it's died down, we're going to try and call then the special prosecutor in and try and go that route because it'll stretch it out even further, closer to the election.
That certainly makes sense. Because after all, the American public forgets that, you know, there'll be another Kardashian wedding between now and then. So, you know, somehow or other, they will get distracted.
Beyonce's pregnant again. So that's going to take over everything for a while.
And there may be some new celebrity who we haven't even seen yet. There may be another Swamp Boy that we don't know.
True.
Or Duck Dynasty cousin that we don't know about yet. So, yeah, all of those things could really, I mean, and again, that is the center of our universe when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Justin Bieber may have a kid.
Yeah. Or another monkey. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
So anyway, 8:15 today, we'll talk to Kyle Casella over what's going on in Austin. There's, again, last-minute stuff because it's that time of year. But right now it's 6:48.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
With the weather warming rather quickly, it's time for our annual assessment of which plants are most likely to succumb to which pests. Insects and diseases are, after all, cyclical. I have some visitors you're likely to encounter. If you see them, address them right away before they can leave paths of destruction through your plantings. Late spring pests, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. So if we're going to talk about late spring problems, we're going to start with powdery mildew. Warm, humid spring weather in the eastern half of the state has brought this to a frenzy. It's a fungal disease that coats leaves in dustings of white powder, almost like sprinklings of flour. Prime candidates, zinnias, crepe myrtles, roses, euonymus, even cedar elms. But it can attack many others. It should abate with summer's warmer, drier weather. If not, apply a labeled fungicide on 10-day intervals. Then we have black spot of roses. If your roses are stripped and denuded, odds are that black spot took a toll on their leaves. Black spot is a fungal organism. It begins with dark brown or black spots that are surrounded by irregularly shaped bright yellow halos. The affected leaves soon fall to the ground, leaving the leggy stems behind. Trim the plants gently to reestablish good shape, then spray with a labeled fungicide on 7 to 10 day intervals. Oh, and be sure that you look for Texas A&M's Earthkind roses. They've been selected because of resistance to black spot. Early blight of tomatoes will be showing up soon if it isn't already. Affected plants start developing thumbprint-sized yellow blotches from the bottom leaves upward. The lower leaves will turn brown and fall, leaving the stems entirely bare. Several fungicides will control this disease. You do need to spray for it. That's early blight, bright yellow blotches on your tomato leaves. If you have roses that are failing to open properly, that's probably thrips. They're small whisker-sized insects that congregate in the buds before they open. They suck the very life out of the buds, leaving the ends of the petals dried and browned. You can see thrips if you open the buds carefully. They'll be sequestered inside. Systemic insecticides control them best. If you have caterpillars devouring foliage, there are hundreds of types, from early spring's cankerworms that are still hanging around to mid-spring's loopers on to late spring's eastern tent caterpillars and evergreen's bagworms. These are all likely to show up almost anywhere in Texas. Watch for them closely and apply the necessary control measures at first observation. For the record, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, is the most universal control. You'll find it sold in several different brands, and you'll find it sold as both a liquid and a dust. Snails and slugs are chewing big holes in leaves. Seven dust is my choice there. Dust the plants with seven. There also are baits that you can use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball gave up four unearned runs in a 6-4 loss to number 13 Mississippi State in the SEC tournament last night. A&M had put themselves behind the eight ball with three errors on the night. Starter Rafael Pineda was saddled with the loss. He allowed five runs on two earned on six hits, one walk, and two hit batsmen while striking out five. The Aggies return to action this evening when they face number one Vandy again, this time in the elimination game at the Hoover Met. The contest will start 30 minutes after the completion of the 3 p.m. contest between Bama and the number two LSU Tigers. All the action is here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. 16th seed Texas A&M softball team has to wait another day to take on number one Oklahoma as they face off in the NCAA Norman Super Regional today instead of yesterday. And here's Coach Joe Evans on why.
The field's a bit sloppy in the outfield. Yesterday when we came to practice, it was definitely wet. You know, the field crew's been working as hard as they can work, and I think everybody felt like, you know, we don't have to play today, we shouldn't play today, and we'll get back after it tomorrow.
First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock on The Zone and on TV on ESPN. Saturday's schedule is still to be determined. Texas A&M two-time All-American tennis player, number 4 seed Christina Sanchez-Cantar, has advanced to the NCAA Singles Championship round of 16 with a 6-2-6-1 second-round victory over 19th-ranked Mayo Kawase of Georgia. A&M track and field advanced very well on the opening day of the NCAA West prelims, and they'll advance to the NCAA Championship in Eugene, Oregon. A crew of 14 moved on to the quarterfinals, while two, Dalton Rowan and Lequeux Moen Davis, each qualified for a trip already to Eugene in the discus and long jump, respectively. Yesterday was a travel day for the NBA playoffs, but still action in the NBA. San Antonio Spurs center Tim Duncan has been selected to the All-NBA first team. Joining Duncan on the team is Miami's LeBron James, Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, Lakers star Kobe Bryant, and Clippers guard Chris Paul. Duncan and the Spurs will face the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night. In baseball, both Texas teams had the night off, but on their rest day, the Texas Rangers have placed right-hander Derek Lowe on unconditional release waivers and signed utility man Mark Tian to a minor league contract. The moves yesterday came 3 days after the Rangers designated Lowe for reassignment. The 31-year-old Tian will join AAA Round Rock Express today. Rangers are in Seattle tonight. First pitch at 9:10, and the Astros take on the A's tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch there, 7:10, and the game is live on The Zone. In the NHL, the New York Rangers forced a Game 5 in the Eastern Conference semifinals yesterday.
Kreider heading for the net. Nash gets the tool. He scores! He scores! Wes Kreider on the deflection, set up by Rick Nash. Rangers win Game 4 in overtime.
Chris Kreider scored with 7:03 in overtime to beat the Boston Bruins 4-3. Chicago's down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals after Jimmy Howard turned back 28 shots and Jakub Kindle scored the game winner with Detroit 2-1, and they shut out the Blackhawks. In Los Angeles,
Kings win! 3-0, the final here tonight as the Kings take a 3-2 lead in this Western Conference semifinal series.
In the PGA, Ryan Palmer matched the first-round record at Hogan's Alley, firing an 8-under-62 for a one-stroke lead over John Rollins in the PGA event at Fort Worth. And finally, Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent will attend a hearing on Friday morning to determine if he violated the condition of his bond. According to the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, Brent's alcohol monitoring device detected alcohol in his system. Debbie Denman, a district attorney's office spokesman, said the office is seeking to have Brent's $100,000 bond revoked because he is not meeting the condition of his release. Here's Calvin Watkins from ESPN Dallas.
His office believes that Josh Brent violated terms of his bail by either tampering with his alcohol ankle monitoring bracelet or he is taking alcohol. Now, I've talked to both sides here. Josh Brent's people are telling me he did not take alcohol. They're saying when tests are finalized, it will be revealed that he either had some mouthwash or ate some food that has some alcohol in it. Now, if Josh Brent gets his bail revoked, he will have to go back to jail.
Apparently, it's relatively common for those devices to react to things like mouthwash, though that's yet to be determined. Brent is scheduled to appear in front of the Dallas State District Judge this morning at 9 a.m. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well. But there are also a lot of people that love great styles, styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different. So we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful. At Ashley Furniture Home Store's Memorial Day event, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now, get 10, 15, up to 20% off, or their special no-interest financing available too. Augusta memory foam mattresses starting at only $299. Plus, with any Ashley Sleep mattress purchase, get 2 bonus Ashley Sleep pillows. Save on living rooms, bedrooms, and dining rooms, up to 20% off. Save big on lamps, wall art, mirrors, table art, rugs, and more. Hurry to the Memorial Day event at Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what